You are listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, the weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients while having a great work-life balance. In addition to our premium courses on the Effective Statistician Academy, we also have lots of free resources for you across all kind of different topics within that academy. Head over to theeffectivestatistician.com and find the academy and much more for you to become an effective statistician. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to the ever-growing video on demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. Head over to the PSI website at psiweb.org to learn more about PSI activities and become a PSI member today. Welcome to a new episode of The Effective Statistician. This is the first episode that is going to publish, or as you listen to it, got published in 2025. And it's the first episode that I'm recording since a very long time. All the episodes that have been published in the last 2-3 months have been recorded much earlier because of medical leave. I was not able to record a lot of podcast episodes. This is the first one since a couple of months. And I have some pretty amazing news for you. I've written a book and I'm pretty astonished about it because it took me several years to get started with the book, or let's say it that way. I started a couple of times and never moved really forward with it, but now it's done and it will become available on January 15th. You can already pre-order the Kindle version, so the ebook. And on January 15th, you can also order the paperback and the hardcover book. One thing, on January 15th, I will also have a launch date party. If you're listening to this before January 15th, head over to The Effective Statistician and register for the launch date party. Why did I actually write the book? Of course, my podcast is my primary way of communicating with the community. But I think lots of people just want to read something. And therefore, for those that really enjoy reading and have everything in one place, I wrote this book. And I wrote it as if I would like to have had it at the beginning of my career, maybe 20 years ago. And I think I got there because a couple of people whom I've sent a preprint told me exactly that. They would have loved to have had that book 20 years ago at the start of their career, because then they would have had much less pain, much less problems, much less challenges. And I'm pretty proud that I reached that. Now, this book is a very practical, hands-on book. There's, by the way, no statistical theory in it. It is all about being effective as a statistician. It's about good communication skills, it's about negotiation, it's about fighting overwhelm. And it is written in a way that I hope is really easy for you to connect to. Each chapter stands more or less on its own and has a story about a fictional character called Claire. Claire is a statistician and could be a programmer or an epidemiologist or any other kind of person. I have the stories rather generic in that type. And that character, my hero, so to say, of the book, faces all the typical challenges that statistician, epidemiologists, data scientists will face in medical research. They need to work with a team, they need to convince people, they have a supervisor that they need to work with. And Claire has one big advantage. Claire has a mentor called Walt, and she learns a lot from the mentor Walt. Of course, don't take everything as it would really happen, because Walt has actually a lot of time for Claire. He's probably not doing a lot of other things, but you will learn a lot from the experiences Claire has and then the reflections with Walt. There are stories that also include the feelings of Claire. When she's anxious, what she fears, what she's ashamed about, what makes her frustrated. And this is based on things that I have heard from the community again and again, what frustrates them. And I have written it in such a way. She also meets the typical kind of characters that you will meet. People that are easy to convince and people that are hard to convince. People that are very much driven by maybe their peer recognitions, others that are driven by financial aspects, timelines, whatsoever. So she works with people in regulatory and medical affairs, in the clinical people. She has stuff to outsource, all these kind of different things. Every chapter has a summary, so that you can go back to the chapter and get easy access to the key learnings from the chapter. And it also has a couple of practical exercises or things you can apply in your day-to-day job, so that you can transform what you have learned into action and outcomes for you. That was really important for me. Now, if you want to dive deeper into a couple of these concepts, I also have QR codes in the book so that you can jump to podcast episodes that go into some of the concepts in the book in more depth. As I said, this book is not a statistics book. It is for statisticians, data scientists, epidemiologists, programmers, and other quantitative scientists. And it has no formulas in it. Also, it is not a kind of this typical textbook, as I said. And it's not, of course, having all the tips in, that I have on the podcast and all the tips that I have in my trainings, because that would probably be too much for the book. And I'm already thinking about a second volume of this book. This book is also specifically for individual contributors. So it, of course, has lots of leadership experts, leadership advice in it. And I'm sure supervisors, team leaders will benefit a lot from it as well. But you don't need to have direct reports to read this book. I've written it in such a way that you will benefit from really working with it. And please join the book launch party on January 15th, because there I will tell you more about the book. We will have a training on how to be an effective statistician. We will have a panel discussion with Gary Sullivan and some surprise guests. And so that will be a great moment for me to celebrate that this book is finally available. And if you want to order it, just go to Amazon, search for Data Scientist and Schacht, my last name, S-C-H-A-C-H-T, Data Scientist, Schacht, S-C-H-A-C-H-T, and then you can find my book, hopefully, on the first page. That will also, by the way, tell the algorithm that data scientist, and which is a pretty crowded search term, And this book is quite well connected, and that will help others in the community find this book. Thanks so much for listening to this first episode of the year. I wish you an absolutely wonderful start into 2025, and I'm so stoked about the book and working together with you so that we really help statisticians have a bigger influence in the industry. See you soon. This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain and her team at VVS who helped with the show in the background, and thank you for listening. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.